morning, beautiful people. Welcome back to the second hour of Love Babs Love Talk. I'm Babs Rawls Ivy, and you're listening to us on 103.5 WNHH. And of course, we're live streaming on Facebook and YouTube and X and New Haven Independent. So I'm delighted this morning to continue the conversation I've been having with the Schwartzman Center and that cool art stuff that they've been doing over there. I'm delighted to welcome Irene Holtman Monte. She is leading the latest installment of Dancing About Architecture titled Making Space. And it's happening on April 17th at 4 o'clock. Ms. Holtman is a Yale Theater and Performance Studies lecturer. And this event's objective is to explore the intersection of forms and to open dialogues between them, you know, where dance, performance, and architecture in communication expand the experiences of bodies in space. Welcome, Irene. Lovely to see you.
Thank you. Lovely to be here again and see your happy face.
Yes. All right. So tell me about this making space. Tell me about this, because I love this whole concept.
I know this is the second year in the we're doing this, and it started with Jennifer Newman, Emily Coe,
yes,
and the architect,
yes,
Eva-Lisa Pelkonen. And it has kind of grown, like, to entail the relationship between body and also body of buildings and bodies of other natural spaces. So we do this art walk. It's a student's final, final is what you say. And so they're making their own work, and they choose their space, and they have to tell us the reason why. And these are students that come from all walks of life, you know, like in terms of the campus, and they come from religious studies. I have from theater studies, from architecture. I have from cognitive science. I have mathematicians. I have all these different, and it's like really beautiful to see their minds at work, because, as you know, dance, you have to do. It's an experience you cannot read yourself to. Neither can you buy it. You just have to do it. And this is like, this adds another sense of knowledge, I think. And it's very exciting to work both with the architecture school and also with especially with the Schwartzman Center, because they are also so positive to this. And you also get to experience New Haven in a new way, because the students choose their own site. So I have been to places I never seen. You know, I live in Brooklyn, so I just come up here to teach.
I think you're absolutely right, Professor Monte, because if they get to choose their own spaces, New Haven is very architecture rich in spaces and places where you could do most anything. I mean, I've seen theatrical productions in the oddest of places. So this is wonderful. I can't wait to sort of see this.
Oh, I think it will be wonderful. And I just hope it's not raining. we're dealing with environment, and that means like the true environment, you know? Good and bad.
Oh my goodness. So did you expect this program to grow the way it has, and the interest become so popular?
No, I didn't. I didn't know how it would be received, you know, it's my own interest. You know, I like relation, you know, if you have two people that they dance together, you have a relation. If you have a person with an object, you have a relation. We are surrounded by relations, and I'm fascinated by relations, and also how you can take in a larger kind of consciousness into that, if I might say that. I would say so, and especially when you are outside, you feel that it's a certain power that you cannot control, because it's sound, it's like air on your skin, it's, you know, it's people who doesn't care that you are there, and there are people who care that you are there. So you have all these different systems at work. And this year I had four guest artists. It was Jonathan Gonzalez, who is a beautiful choreographer from New York and also teaches at Columbia Architecture department, but he's going to do an intervention also with the people who takes the walk. So I'm very excited about that. And then it's Christina Caprioli. She is a Swedish-Italian choreographer that just got the Golden Lion from Venice Biennale. She came up especially for this. And it's been great because she's very abstract, and I put it in those terms, and fierce. I don't know who else to say it. And then Yale's Eva-Lisa Pelkonen, who is assistant dean in the architecture, School of Architecture, who always, she walks through the whole building with the students. And this year she gave such an inspiring talk. So three of the students have chosen sites in the building. Two of them are inside, the audience will be outside, and then the third one, we both will be on the inside. And one other student chose the basement of the art building. So we have four sites inside, and then we have the rest outside.
Now, do you think architects are flattered when people want to perform and reimagine their spaces? Like, I would imagine that they would be flattered, because this is out of the realm of what they designed it for. And so somebody else looks at it with different eyes and says, I'd like to dance in here. I'd like to make this building become part of my stage or whatever.
No, I think it's, but I also think it's in the dialogue of architecture. Even since the get-go, Eva-Lisa just published a book, Untimely Modern, that, you know, that I read in like one day, I think, because she goes through the history of the building, but it has started with a communication, a dialogue with philosophy, with how you think the world is, you know, the bodies, the human place in the world, so to say. And this weekend, they had just had a symposium called Shaping Time that I attended. And there's a lot of body and space. So it's kind of natural. And I think especially now when we talk about the human and the non-human and so forth, it's part of the dialogue. And sitting there attending the symposium, I was like, I wish I had that in every school here, like, you know, in dance and theater too. So you get to consider the whole human, so to say. And it affects if you do a playwright, you know, it affects if you, you know, do a musical. A lot of my students are choreographing musicals also. And so I do think it's really beautiful. But one person I didn't mention was Matthew Sutter, and he is a composer, sound designer, because last year when we did it, it was so, you know, you have the ambulances coming through, you have the airplanes coming through, you have, like, you know, somebody was rehearsing violins, you know. So he came in, and he's a composer, sound designer, and he works at CCAM right now. And he came in and really talked about, like, the sound. Like, the sound is not a pure sound. It's always have many sounds in the sound. And the students could make their own sound score and then do a choreography from the sound score. So that has kind of, like, opened up a lot. So I think this course is going to modulate. And since it is live, so to say, it's also dependent on who takes the course. You know, since we are dealing with dance, and there is nothing wrong and it's nothing right. It's an exploration. So yes,
so people that take your class, Professor Monti, they're not just, I mean, they're artists, but they come from other avocations. They come from other mediums of study.
Yes, and I think I have such a strong believer in that the body's capability to open spaces in the mind needs to be there, because I think even if you're a banker, you need to dance, and it's gonna open things.
I think I would agree with you on that one.
Yeah, you know, so we can explore oneself, you know, so. Yeah, it's been a beautiful journey. And Jennifer and I are talking already about next year and how we can.
I'm just going to ask you. So this is going to become part of what you do now, right? Like, this becomes part of your coursework, your class offering.
Yeah, it is. And it's almost like I used to install Trisha Brown's work around the world, so to say. Like you, she has something called the early work, which was done in the 60s and 70s. And you go to a site, you could, there was a Chamaranda site, Paris, I remember explicitly, because I had to go there twice, because it was not something that was like, it was something wasn't right. And to pair the dance and the environment or the dance, or we did it in museum, like in at Dia Beacon, there was I think it was it Liechtenstein? I couldn't find anything because they need to be to support each other. You can't choose a site or an object that the object looks bad, the dance look good, or vice versa, you know. So I do like that. And so I feel it's almost like a installation course in some, you know, like how you learn how to look also. We went around campus and I was like, man, just look at that kind of arch, you know, so you can see how the movement can support the arch and vice versa. So it's about, as much as it's about doing, it's about looking and listening.
And
Does that
now,
make sense?
do you film this? Do you tape it? Like, how do you keep it? How do you capture this?
Well, I think Schwarzman Center will tape it this year. I'm not sure it was done last year, kind of so. But you know, we're dealing with an ephemeral form anyway, so I'm not sure if it should be taped. It can be photographed, you know, like I'm not so sure, but I will think about it now when you mention it.
Because you might want to, you know, when you have your lectures, you might want to show what happened
Yes.
in classes past, that this is what this student these students did, and you know, and people can gain more inspiration from what they imagine other people doing.
That is true. And it's so much talk about archiving these days as well, you know. So
Yeah,
it will
well,
be, yeah, that's the whole thing.
yeah, we are archived to death,
Yeah.
but it's necessary. But
You
it's
are so
necessary,
wonderful.
right? Like,
Yeah.
because so at some point somebody's gonna look back
Yes.
and reimagine, Irene, what you have done,
Yeah.
right? Like they're gonna reimagine, you know, your concept in a whole nother realm of, and God knows what the technology will be like
I
that'll
know.
allow people
We
to,
don't have to move. We can
you
use
know.
AI everywhere.
You know, we could be in two spaces, you know,
Yeah.
and three spaces all at
Yes.
once, you know, around the world, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
yeah.
So I do like it a lot, and I hope it will continue. So and grow and expand and into new territories in New Haven as well. One could choose other territories than just around Schwarzman Center and out. We could use another center. So that you know, to use geography in a different way, but we haven't come to that point yet, I would say.
So when students take your class and they look at the syllabus, and this is what their final exam, like this is like their final exam,
Yeah.
this particular piece of work.
Yeah, but it's not in the description.
Oh, okay.
I say it on the first day that because certain people they just don't want to dance publicly, you know.
Oh, okay.
So you have to say it in the first day. But if it's in the syllabus too much, I think you will get people who just wants to perform and not to, you know, have the process and excavate. So it's a balance, you know. So we are doing like the end product of what the curriculum is, because we're dealing with framing, with the contemporary methods and you know, environmental sound, natural and abstract movement, visual and actual rhythm. So we have different things that we explore, and also we learned some of Trisha Brown's choreography of the early works, which is structural and method driven, I would say. And we have Cunningham, and then but then we have the new ones too, like Trajal, Harold. You know, we look at his especially his he did an installation in France over a, I think a 12-hour period. So yeah, and I think he's coming here in the fall to New Haven, to Schwarzman Center. So we're looking at the past, going forward to the future, and what this course can bring for them to create their next step. You know, so it's kind of like interesting, I think. You know,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I just feel I'm interested in people, I think. You know what I would say? So
Professor Monti, how do you grade? Do you grade this or do you just like, well?
Yeah, everybody's graded. And
really?
I grade it against themselves, what the improvement is, how much they learn, because you can't compare them since some of them have dance training, some of they don't, you know.
Okay.
So it's got a journey when they entered the class and when they exit the class. I say that's the grading period. And depending on what school it is, some have, like the art school always have pass and fail, and otherwise it's, you know, A and so forth. So,
okay.
Yeah, different school. I had a lawyer last year and that was nice.
Who are not known to dance at all.
But I also say it's a research of self in many ways, you mm-hmm. know, to get to know thyself and then, you know, care about each other, because they each cohort is so different, but they all connect and they help each other. And I think just that is a collective that is worth experiencing. So it's not a competition, it's an exploration, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you seem very excited by this. Like I sense and feel your love and fondness for this particular kind of work.
Yeah, I do love it, and I'm not sure why or where it comes from. I always love, you know, like you see the pictures behind me, but you can kind of relate to them as well, you know. Yeah. Or you can go against it, or like, you know.
Oh, very nice. You are very creative.
Yes. So I do like that. And I do believe I like abstract narrative or narrative abstraction. That it is a different type of narrative. It's not boy loves girl or girl loves girl and so forth, and they live happily ever after, or they have they are totally traumatized. I do nothing of that. I would say. Do I like to look at that sometimes? Yes, I do, because I'm an omnivore in terms of dance, you know. But I do believe that dance has a language, you know, almost like music has.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah.
So
yes.
And I think it's necessary for especially Yale students to explore that or be exposed to that somehow before
and so,
they exit into the world.
are you excited by that? Like, do you ever have students who are like, I can't imagine how to do this? Like, I don't know where to begin, or do they all sort of get very excited and start imagining what they can do with this assignment?
Well, you do it in little by little, because
okay.
people are not used to dancing, and also be showing the studio a lot. We look at each other's work, and we say what we see, and not in a constructive way. We place it at different parts, and it's normal movement. Like one woman this year, she was slumped to the wall and kind of was sleeping, like a little bit, and then she started moving, you know. So there's different ways, but you look at the body's presence and the form and the rhythm, what it is. So I have never had one that never not want to do it. Is there a little struggle? Yes, there is struggle, but I say difficult is good. So, you know, so it is something to explore. And I have one woman this year that is really a good choreographer, very hard time to be still. And she has challenged herself because she really want to explore stillness in because she moves all the time. So I think that is also something beautiful. I say, like, this is a class where you can fail. You need to take that step outside the boundaries of yourself and take chances, because otherwise you can't experience this the way. You go on automatic and you stay with your habits and instead of exploring new. Yeah.
So, because she moves all the time, being still is going to be quite the challenge.
Yes. Yeah. And for another student, it might be vice versa, you know?
Yes. Like I'm still all the time. I don't even like to dance, or I don't even know how to dance, or and what is dance? Like what is the movement part, you know?
Everything is dance. I said that to a student yesterday because she was said, I'm not a dancer. And I said, like, it's not about everything is dance. You know, you're walking is dancing, dancing is walking. And I thought about that. So Eva-Lisa do a mini lecture yesterday, and she was like, just using her hands like this and like that and like this. And I was like, she's dancing. She's dancing at the podium, you know.
I love that.
Yeah, so right now too, you're sitting, you have your hand a little beautiful, and you're moving a little bit. That's dancing. Yeah, you're dancing.
And I actually like to dance, so I would take your class and be like delighted to do it, because I like to move and do all of that. But I imagine for people who might be fearful to dance in front of people or with people, that they have to summon up a whole lot of courage to sort of do it.
But they have to want to do it. I think that's the thing. If they don't want to do it, they don't take my class.
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, your class is about dance, so they got to know at some point they're going to be called to dance or.
Yeah, and they have different, I think, interest. Some have pure dance interest, but some of the art students, for example, they it's an elongation of their artwork. It's like a
Oh.
three-dimensionality, you know, of it, you know. So it has different forms, and all these things exist side by side in the studio, and I like that a lot. Like that you can actually you learn to empathize also with each other's and with each other's problems. And you can help solve the problem. They ask each other, you know, what do you think about this? Should I do that? You know? So I think it's it's you know, dance is a teamwork. We always works in team, almost always. You know, you can be alone and as a choreographer in the studio, but then you have other bodies in space. And one of the things about dance that I like is the team. You know, it is like a group that you're working with. You're not solo, so to say, but you are in some, it's a contradiction, what I'm saying, I think.
So what did the feedback that you get from the first time you did this last year with students? Like after it was done, what was the response?
They were so glad. I didn't know that because we had the panel last year, and the students takes part of the panel. We have a panel this year too. And suddenly, Sarah Mitchelson, who is like a really great choreographer, said, like, can't we change places? So the student came up on the, and we went down. And I had no idea what a positive impact this had on students, you know, that they were like, this is like, has really opened me up to new way of thinking or behaving. And, you know, they are very, I'm surprised, you know, but I feel they are very grateful to have an opportunity where they can explore themselves in a different way, you know. And I
That's
also think like
wonderful.
these are people that are, some of them will go into artistic field, some will also go into like maybe be on boards on other companies and be donor and funders, appreciate they will appreciate dance. I'm spreading love for dance.
And so, Professor Monty, when you thought this up and you said, you know what, I'm gonna give this a try, were you nervous? Were you like, this could fail miserably, or did you just stay in the artist space and say, you know what, whatever this is, I'm not going to say good or bad. I'm gonna say we're gonna just do this and see what happens.
You know, I'm not alone in thinking this up. It's with Jennifer Newman and with Emily Coates and Eva-Lisa. But for me, it's an extension of my own art interest and my own work as a choreographer. You know, I feel like I have the same thinking cap on. It's just a little different. You know, it's not ego-centered from, it's not my exploration, but I am like almost organizing an event, I say, which I enjoy doing. And I also like to see how the students changes, how they develop during the course. But was I scared? I don't think I was scared, but I was very that this could be only one time. I didn't know what the end product would be like, so to say. But it seems like it's going well. So, and I love that the walk is for general public and it's free.
I was going to ask you, how do people, do you invite people to this, or
You
do the
can go.
students and
You go in on the Schwarzman Center. I think I send, what's his
I
name?
have it,
Oh, yeah.
but
Okay. Yeah. On the
yeah.
and they can go into that. And that's picture from last year's event. The woman with the pink and all that
Yeah,
last
I
year.
love it. It looks so grand.
And so they can go in and see where the location is, and then we walk. Like usually it's 20, 30 people, and we walk to for 5 minutes to the next space, and then to the next, and then to the next. So I think it's seven or eight spaces this year, and then we do go to Walkman Center, and we have a panel discussion which is led by Joshua Lubu-Levin. He was there last year as well.
All right. So I'm sure the students are inviting their friends and other folks to this, and then the people on the who happen to be on the path or in those spaces, they'll get to see and take this
But
in.
anyone who is interested in can come, so it's like so beautiful, I think, that you that are and if they see us and say, "Oh yeah, I heard that," they can join us. Say,
And you got, so it's the 17th, right?
yes,
It's the 17th,
it's on
which is
Wednesday.
Wednesday. And if weather permitting, which I don't know if we're getting any more rain this week, but it'll be wonderful to be outside and some inside, right?
And you don't have to do the whole walk. You can do part of the walk. Like you can do come and go as you please since we are outside. It's
Okay.
up to the audience, can I say. We will
And
do
how many students are
anyway.
doing how many students are doing things? And are they're not doing them at the same time. You walk to each thing.
Yes, we walk each thing where each students are showing, can I say. So it's a really beautiful way of seeing the space and also seeing the walk, being able to see more other parts of New Haven in the walk. Like I think the last place is Knott Garden, which I never knew existed, is a labyrinthian little garden that is really beautiful, can I
And
say.
where is
So you
that?
will discover that. And I said, what was it? It's very, I can't remember the address.
That's all right. We'll find it.
45 Hillman Road or something like that, I
Okay.
think it
All
was.
right. All right.
And it's beautiful. You can just sit there and look at the garden.
So when they choose their spaces, they come back and they say to you, "This is the space. This is what I'm planning to do." And then you go see the space before they, or are you seeing it for the first time too?
But I'm not critical of the space because it's their space, but we have to get permission to use the space.
Okay.
So
All
that's
right.
the tricky part. And that is,
Oh, I'm sure
in
that's
life. So,
fun.
yes. But, having done this for Tricia Brown Company also, I know like, okay, you can't be there because you need liability insurance for that. So there is some realities amongst this whole thing.
Oh yeah, sometimes art, that's where art in the world intersects right there. Liability insurance.
Very true.
I'm excited. So how many students do you have doing this?
This is seven students, maybe eight, I would say, but seven this year. So it's been a really nice small class, can I say. So I really enjoy it.
But you kind of want it to be a small class, right? Because you can manage it.
And also it's something about them having the relationship amongst each other. If you have more, you can have a little bit more, like 10 or so. But if you have more, it tends to be groupings, And the groups are together. Now they are a unit, which I like.
Okay. And so this is their final exam, and then do you get together after the fact and do you all talk about it and
We talk and throughout the course, they have readings where we read anything. We read Karen Barad, we read Gaston Blanchard. So we have a wide variety of readings in terms of both science and art. And they have to respond to that every week. And they have to respond to what their takeaway is from the guest teachers and stuff. They're all fantastic writers, I think. And they are amazingly open to anything, I must say. So I'm very impressed with that. And then, so the last class will be kind of like a wrap up of the whole thing. And we do improvise a lot, because that's a way of getting to know your own sense of self and also relate to others. So I think we will do that the last day. And I, especially when you do dance together in improvisation, it could be guided, kind of be open, but I see a big difference from the first day to the last day of how they relate both to their own body and to another body or another bodies or to the space. So that is something, because we do it all the time, it changes. You're not even aware that you get the awareness, but you do.
I love this. Well, thank you, Professor Monte. It's good seeing you again.
Thank you, Bums.
So now that you're doing this as part of the curriculum, then I know I'll see you next year.
Yes, I see you next year. Okay. I'm always happy to see your face, and your spirit are amazing.
Well,
Thank you.
you're a delight to talk to and to talk with. So I just want to tell people this is the latest installment of Dancing About Architecture, and this one is called Making Space, and they're doing it April 17th, which is Wednesday at 4 p.m. And you can go to the Schwartzman Center and log in and see all of it and all the upcoming stuff. And if you want to go to this and take the walk with Professor Monty and the dancers, I believe there's a login for that. And just go and see dance among the architecture. I love it. So
Thank you.
thank you. Enjoy the rest of your week and knock them dead, break a leg, whatever
Oh
they say
yeah,
for dancing.
that's
Well,
what
maybe they
you
don't
need.
say break a leg to dancers, but
Toy,
yay, dancers.
toy. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good to see you
Yeah, good
again.
to see you.
All
Bye.
right. All right, Harry Droz, we are done for the day. Thank y'all. And I'll be back tomorrow with a whole bunch of other new folks to talk to. We're having great conversations this week. So thanks for tuning in. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Ooh.